Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of Charlie Hebdo magazine. Officials say the man was thought to have shouted the Islamic phrase Allahu Akbar before police shot him to death. Witnesses in Yemen discount Iranian claims that Saudi Arabia staged an overnight airstrike against the Iranian embassy in Sana'a. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the outpost, but people in Sana'a say there is no visible damage to the building. They say some of the stones and shrapnel apparently landed in the embassy's yard after a Saudi airstrike about 700 meters from the embassy. A suicide truck bomb in Libya has killed 50 police recruits at a college close to the city of Misrata. No one has claimed responsibility. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
Around 400 mostly young police recruits had gathered Thursday at a training college in the town of Zlitin when the suicide attacker struck. One of the policemen described what happened. He said the attacker drove through the gate very fast in a large truck and then the bomb exploded. Local residents helped ferry victims to hospitals in nearby Misrata. It is Libya's deadliest bomb attack since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Bahrain says it arrested members of a terrorist cell plotting to set off explosions across the country. The government described the cell as an armed wing of the Shiite fringe group known as Al-Wafab, which Bahrain says has ties to Iran and Hezbollah. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement could be just days away, if all goes well. He commented on Thursday at a briefing in which he highlighted U.S. foreign policy progress over the past year.
On Syria, we remain extremely focused on our diplomatic effort to de-escalate the conflict, to achieve a political transition, to marginalize the terrorists, and to enable the safe return of refugees.
Kerry said he has spoken to his counterparts in Iran and Saudi Arabia, and they both agree they would not allow their current rift to hamper their support of the January talks about a political transition in Syria. U.S. and South Korean forces on the Korean Peninsula have been put on high alert following North Korea's nuclear test Wednesday. The U.S. Air Force reportedly sent a plane to collect radioactive residue from the blast, hoping to find out if it was indeed from a hydrogen bomb, as claimed by the North. U.S. and European stock markets fell on Thursday after China again suspended stock trading because of a big sell-off. China's securities regulator cut off trading just 14 minutes after business opened because the Shanghai Composite Index fell more than 7%. The U.S. government is giving Nigeria 24 mine-resistant, armor-protected vehicles. Those vehicles are to assist in Nigeria's fight against Boko Haram militants. Well, just 3 weeks after opening in theaters, Star Wars: The Force Awakens has become the top-grossing movie of all time in North America. According to a statement by the Walt Disney Company, The Force Awakens Wednesday soared past the previous domestic box office record of $760.5 million, set by 2009's Avatar. Days after announcing new executive actions to tighten controls on gun ownership, U.S. President Barack Obama is making his pitch to the public with a televised town hall meeting. Mr. Obama plans to sit down Thursday with CNN's Anderson Cooper and take questions from an audience at George Mason University outside Washington, D.C. Polish President Andrzej Duda has signed a new law giving that country's government direct control of state media. An aide says the president wants the media to be impartial, objective, and reliable. Under the new law, the Treasury Minister will name new chief executives for Polish state radio and television. The legislation will also affect the media group's supervisory boards and managers. European Union figures are criticizing the new law as a threat to the independence of all Polish media. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.